早晨。
Good morning。
哦，我應該係講英文，唔記得咗添。Happy Father's Day。
大家父親節快樂。
I have a gift for you, so I'm going to show you a clip。
今日有小禮物送俾大家，咁咧睇個短片先。
I think a lot of time, fathers are silent hero.
好多時候爸爸咧都係靜靜地喺度做一個英雄。
Well, sometimes you think he's annoying, and you'd rather not have him at your home.
有時你又覺得爸爸都幾煩咧，想去，不如你出街啦。
But you can imagine without him, what kind of house you have, what kind of home you have.
但如果冇咗爸爸，一個家庭會變成點咧？大家都可以想像到啦。
Let's turn to Psalms 127 today.
今日大家睇睇詩篇一百二十七篇。
And this is a familiar psalm.
呢一篇詩篇大家都好熟悉啦。
Especially verse one, we always quote this verse one.
特別第一節咧，成日都俾人引用嘅。
But I think if you look at it, it's a whole chapter is for the whole family, for the household.
但係整個嘅詩篇咧，係一篇對家庭好有意思嘅詩篇。
Well, if you look at verse 1 and verse 2, there are some conditional clause, you know, unless something happens, then whatever we do is in vain.
第一同埋第二節咧，大家會睇到有一啲假設嘅句語，若不是點樣點樣，就點樣點樣。
Well, a lot of people look at verse 1 and 2, and we automatically focus on God's involvement, His contribution, His importance.
我們看第一和第二節的時候，你就看到神的參與是很重要的。
But we should not overlook and say that there is no human effort in it.
但是大家就千萬不要錯過了，原來人都有他的功勞在裡面的。
But if you look at it, you see there's a builder and there's a God guarding the city.
你會看到裡面咧係有一個人喺度建造緊，而神咧係喺度保護緊呢一個嘅城池嘅。
So this is a partnership between a God and human being.
所以呢個係神同埋一齊人一齊嘅同工。
But every time we quote this verse, we tend to say God is the ultimate contributor.
但係好多時候我哋睇呢兩節聖經，覺得啊，淨係神先係最重要嘅啫。
Of course we agree.But of course, we also say that there is human contribution in that too.
我哋當然同意神嘅重要性啦，但係人都有參與嘅。
We cannot ignore the importance of especially father in this picture.
我哋特別咧係唔可以忽略咗，特別係父親喺呢一個詩篇裏面嗰個重要。
So actually, the topic today are missing something. Raymond forgot to put it down. I said, Dad, a home builder.
所以今日信息嗰個嘅題目咧，其實爭咗少少嘢，應該加翻呢個齊家仔就係父親。
Then we will know that this is also part of our efforts to build a home。
咁你就會睇到其實咧，人都係有參與去建造家庭。
And today we have I have a short four points to share with you。
咁今日同大家分享四點。
But it will be short, don't worry about it。
好短嘅啫。
And the first one we would like to see is that God is the ultimate builder and the protector.
第一點咧，想同大家講就係神自己先至係最終極嘅建造者。
In verse one，
喺第一節
，the word house basically is not talking about a physical structure of a house。
嗰度提到嘅房屋咧，就唔係淨係講緊個建築物。
It's more talk about a household, a home。
係講到一個嘅家宅，一個家庭。
And sometimes this word also describes a temple, a palace, a place.
有時都可能會提到一個敬拜嘅地方。
Unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labor in vain.
若不是耶和華建造房屋，建造嘅人就枉然勞力。
As I said, there's a human contribution too.
所以其實都有人嘅參與。
The husband, the father also tried to build his home.
一個丈夫，一個父親都喺度建立緊佢嘅家庭。
Many of us, when we started a family,
好多人開始佢嘅家庭。
When we got married,
就係喺佢結婚嘅時候開始啦。
We have very little.
咁我哋嗰時可能擁有嘅嘢唔好多。
Maybe two suitcases.
可能你得兩個夾嘅啫。
And maybe a lot of clothing from your wife.
可能大部分仲係你太太啲衫添。
But we started with very little, and we usually just bought maybe even a renting apartment. But sometimes we started to purchase a small little house.
咁我哋擁有嘅嘢好少嘅啫，可能租啦，或者買一間細細嘅房屋啦。
But as a wonderful husband and father, he would try work really hard to gain more.
咁但係作為一個努力嘅丈夫同埋父親咧，佢就會好努力想賺多啲啦。
From little to more.
由少少去到多多
，from small to big，
由細細去到大大。
We are trying very hard to build a home。
咁我哋都好努力咧，想建立一個家庭。
But Charles Swindoll said that work, struggle, upset, worry, hurt, and plan you wish。
但係有一位嘅牧師咧，佢就咁樣講，佢話你可以好勤力去工作啦，去掙扎啦，又去爭取啦，去憂慮啦。
But if the Lord is not the very center of your home，
但係如果神唔係你家庭嘅中心嘅話
咧 ，all your additional effort to make it strong is futile and worthless。
你就算幾努力想去建立咧，都冇用嘅。
My and dear parents, at the foundation level of instruction on a happy home, Christ must be the center。
所以所有嘅父親同埋母親一定要記住，喺每一個快樂嘅家庭嘅中心咧，基督一定要係你嘅基礎。
Unfortunately, many fathers forget about that。
但係好多父親忘記咗呢一點。
We work really hard trying to gain a lot of money, possessions, and then buy a bigger home。
我哋好努力去工作去賺錢，想買間大啲嘅屋。
But we forget the most important thing in life。
但係有時生命裏面最重要嘅嘢，我哋又忘記咗。
It's your household, your family。
係，其實係你嘅家庭。
Husbands, fathers, you need Jesus. I need Jesus。
丈夫同埋父親要記住，你需要耶穌。
If Jesus is the center of your life，
如果耶穌係你生命裏面嘅中心
，I'm sure most of the time your household, your home, your family will do the same。
我相信佢自自然然都成為你家庭嘅中心。
A lot of people don't see the importance of father。
好多人睇唔到父親喺家庭裏面嘅重要性。
A lot of statistics tells us that when a father is devoted Christian，
好多統計話俾我哋聽，如果爸爸佢係一個敬虔嘅基督徒
，most of the time their home, their family is also a devoted Christian。
咁變咗佢哋嘅家庭咧，亦都同時會係一個好敬虔嘅家庭。
But if you turn it around, even the mother is a devoted Christian, but the father is not. The statistics tell us that it's a whole lot lower.
但係調轉嘅話，如果只係得個媽媽係一個敬虔嘅基督徒咧，咁統計話咧，佢哋家庭咧就未必會有咁大嘅比數，都係一個敬虔嘅基督家庭啦。
So don't look at yourself as not important.
所以父親們千祈唔好覺得自己唔重要。
You are very, very important.
你係非常之重要嘅。
If you look at verse one.
請大家睇第一節。
You see that it's not talking about just a household we are building。
呢度講緊唔係淨係建造房屋。
The Jewish people, the Hebrews, when they write things, they like to use parallel structures。
猶太人咧寫作嘅時候好中意用平行句嘅。
You will see the part of the verse one. It says, "Unless the Lord protects a city," it's very similar, parallel to what he says in the first part of the verse one.
你會睇到跟住咧係講到耶和華看守城池係平行到建造房屋嘅。
Some people said Psalms 121 was written by David or Solomon.
有啲人話呢一篇嘅詩篇可能係大衛或者係所羅門寫。
It doesn't really matter. At this point, you will see that in their mind, building a home is important, but protecting the city is also important.
但都唔緊要，邊個寫咧都會睇到，其實原來建造房屋同埋看守城池，去保護呢個城池都係同樣重要。
Today, our nation is moving away from God.
今日我哋嘅國家已經逐漸離開神啦。
There's a Chinese saying, "No nation." No hope.
有一句句語係咁樣講，無國就無家。
Without a nation, we will not be able to have a secure and so-called happy home.
冇咗國家，我哋就唔能夠有一個安穩同埋開心嘅家庭。
So not only we need to focus on building a home, a household.
所以我哋唔單止著重要建立我哋嘅家庭。
It's also important to see that and pray for our nation.
更加重要係要守住我哋嘅國家。
Because protecting the city is also protecting our home.
因為保護國家同時係保護我哋嘅家庭。
So in verse 1, you will see the importance of God, who actually is the ultimate protector and builder of our home and our nations.
第一節睇到神同時係我哋家庭同埋國家嘅建立同埋保護者。
Let's move to verse 2.
睇睇第二節。
God is the provider.
神亦都係供應者。
If you read verse 2, you will see that we have worked really hard and then to try to provide for our family.
第二節睇到我哋要相當之勞碌嘅去供應俾我哋家庭嘅需要。
But when I read verse 2, I was reminded by the Bible Genesis chapter 3 verse 17.
我睇第二節嘅時候，好自然就聯想到創世記三章第十七節啦。
Curse is the ground because of you.
就係地咧，因我哋緣故受到咒詛。
Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
所以我哋要汗流滿面才得糊口。
It was a curse that God gave to Adam.
呢個係一個嘅咒詛。
The first husband.
係俾亞當第一個嘅丈夫，第一個嘅父親。
We have to work really hard to earn our living.
我哋要好努力先至得糊口。
But it was a result of our fall.
但系呢个系我哋犯罪之后嘅结果。
Now we are living in a very bad, sinful conditions.
而家我哋住喺一个充满罪恶嘅环境当中。
And you will, the curse says that we have to work really hard and put a lot of effort to gain so-called a daily living what we need.
講到咧，我哋要好努力嘅汗流滿面，先至可以賺到我哋嘅生活。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget that now we are Christians.
但係大家唔好忘記，我哋今日信咗主啦。
One of the beautiful things about the gospel is that we have freedom.
福音一個好美麗嘅地方就係我哋係有自由嘅。
We should be able to say that we are not on this curse anymore.
我哋應該可以同自己講，我哋已經唔係喺呢個咒詛之下啦。
What I'm saying is that we should not.Just like living under the curse, you know, we focus so much of gaining possessions.
我哋唔需要活喺呢个咒诅之下，意思就系我哋唔需要再集中精神，净系为咗赚取我哋嘅生活。
You work really hard, fathers.
父亲们，我都知道你哋好努力工作。
You come home late.
好夜翻到屋企。
Because your job demands you to stay late.
因為有時工作可能要令你好夜先可以翻屋企。
We think that the most important thing for us is to provide for the family.
我哋覺得我哋最重要係要為屋企人提供生活嘅需要。
Not just put bread on the table.
唔係淨係有兩餐。
But put lobsters on the table.
仲要有龍蝦餐。
So we thought, well, bread is not enough.
咁我哋覺得話淨係兩餐都唔夠。
My kids will get sick of sandwiches very fast.
日日都食三文治咧，我啲細路就好悶㗎啦。
So maybe lobster, seafood, all kinds of.
所以有時又要食下海鮮餐，又要食下龍蝦餐。
So we work really hard.
所以我哋就要好努力工作。
We have under a lot of pressure and stress.
有好大嘅壓力。
And then when we come home, we are irritated.
咁我哋翻到屋企咧，即係個人都好懵啦。
We don't want to spend time with wife. We don't want to spend time with kids. We just want to look at our TV. And right now, it's a monitor.
翻到屋企都唔想見到個老婆，又唔想對住啲仔女，淨係想對住個電視或者一個電腦。
I think we got something wrong here.
咁就有啲問題啦。
And then we put ourselves under this curse again.
跟住我哋又將自己放喺呢個咒詛底下。
Verse 2 says, "We do not have to be like that."
第二節話其實我哋唔需要咁嘅。
For God gives rest to His loved ones。
因為神係俾休息俾佢所愛嘅人。
We all know that in our head, money can buy you a bed. You heard that before。
人人都聽過啊，錢可以買俾你一張好舒服嘅牀。
The most expensive bed that you can get, whatever。
最靚嘅牀褥。
But cannot buy you sleep。
但係咧，唔可以買俾你睡眠。
Money can buy you a house, but cannot buy you a home。
錢可以買一座房屋，但係買唔到家庭。
In today, North America, we are chasing after all these new toys。
喺北美咧，我哋日日都追求新刺激。
I have watched a documentary。
我睇過一個節目。
The fall of Western culture。
就係西方文化嘅崩潰。
It says the peak was 1960s。
大約咧係六十年代咧文化去到高峰。
Now we are in decline。
但係之後咧就開始沒落
啦。One of the huge problem is we are chasing after possessions。
其中一個問題就係我哋不斷追求擁有。
Material things。
擁有更多物質。
It was so get into it that we forget what is the most important thing in life。
令到我哋咧都忘記咗人生乜嘢最重要。
It says that you know the happiness that you get from buying a new thing。
講到咧，我哋買嘢嗰種嘅快樂。
You only last about less than 2 hours。
其實咧，只係大概俾我哋兩個鐘頭、兩個小時嘅快樂到嘅啫。
And after 2 hours, it's just back to normal。
兩個小時之後咧，你買完嘢咧，你又係一樣嘅啫。
We will keep chasing after this new excitement。
跟住你又想再買過啦。
Even non-Christians, all those being interviewed, they says that human being in their soul, in their hearts are empty。
就算係冇信仰嘅人，佢哋都會覺得佢哋心靈裡面係好空虛嘅。
Even they agree material things cannot fill that void in her heart。
大家都同意呢啲物質都唔能夠填滿我哋嘅心。
There's a guy called J. Paul Getty。
有一個人叫做阿 Paul。
In 1957, Fortune magazine named him the richest living American。
咁原來佢好有來頭嘅，1957年嘅
Fortune
magazine 就話佢咧係最有錢嘅美國人。
In those days, he had about $1 billion。
嗰時係有十億嘅身家。
Well, to you it might not be much now, but to those days, he was the richest guy in America. America。
咁而家咧覺得扯十億啫嘛，咁但係嗰時五十年代咧就其實咧都好大把嘅。
Well, Bill Gates was not in the picture yet。
咁嗰時 Bill Gates 都未出世啦，可能即係未入流啦。
And he also admit that one of his failure is that his family。
咁但係佢就覺得佢自己咧嘅家庭咧係相當失敗。
He was very rich。
佢好有錢。
But he had 5 marriage。
但係佢結過五次婚。
And all failed。
但五次都失敗。
And he had 5 sons。
有五個仔。
The memory he has with his sons is painful。
佢每次諗起啲仔都好傷心。
He has a lot of money。
佢有好多錢。
But he was very poor。
但係佢有啲嘢好貧乏。
I think Simo remind me one time he said that there's a quote about you know something like you are so poor the only thing you have is money。
哦，而家好興咧講話窮到咧，窮到剩翻嘅只係錢。
You are so poor. The only thing you have is money。
就係窮到只剩低係錢。
Brothers and sisters, is a very good quote。
呢句説話都值得我哋思想下。
Somehow we are still chasing that。
但係我哋都仲係繼續喺度追求。
Today our fathers are chasing for money。
今日我哋嘅父親喺度。為錢去追逐
，fame，
為名去追逐
，power，
權力。
But you said, oh, I don't want those things。
咁你話我都唔使要呢啲嘅。
But a lot of times we are chasing after self-fulfillment。
但係好多時我哋係追求滿足自己。
We keep ourselves busy。
我哋令到自己好忙碌。
Even your company does not require you to stay there, but you want to stay there。
可能你公司都唔需要你加班㗎，但係你仍然覺得啊，我都係留喺公司啦。
Because working gives you that self-fulfillment。
因為你工作嘅時候能夠俾自己帶嚟滿足。
But I can encourage you to go home。
但係我鼓勵大家翻屋企啦。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 29。
馬太福音第十二章廿九節。
Satan wants to attack usually the strong man.
撒旦係通常去打擊屋企裏面最強嘅就係個丈夫。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 29, Jesus was talking about how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man.
馬太福音裏面講到點樣能夠進入一個強者嘅屋企去搶奪佢屋企裏面嘅物件咧？就梗係首先要將嗰個強者去包起扎住。
You are that person.
你就係呢個強者啦。
But are you strong, brothers?
但係你係咪夠強咧
？Are you spiritually leading your home?
你係咪真係喺屬靈裡面去帶領你屋企咧
？If you are strong, Satan will not get a chance to come in so easily.
你夠強壯嘅話，撒旦就唔能夠容易進入你屋企啦。
And I wish, and I hope, and I pray that you first find relationship with Christ. He is the center of your life.
希望大家首先係同基督建立好嘅關係，讓佢成為你家庭嘅中心。
Then you don't need to worry so much how much you can get and how what kind of stuff you need to buy to please your wife, to please your kids.
咁你就唔需要成日淨係諗住啊，我買啲咩去氹我嘅太太同埋兒女啦。
You can sleep.Restfully is very, very important these days.
咁你就可以平平安安去好瞓一覺啦。
A lot of us could not sleep.
好多人咧都失眠。
Well, because of some of the reasons, because of we are getting old.
咁有好多原因嘅，有啲年紀大又唔需要瞓多啦。
So we become a light sleeper.
咁我哋係瞓少咗啦。
We wake up easily.
有時又可能好易醒添。
Especially if your spouse like me, you know, making noise at night.
咁咧，如果有人扯鼻鼾咧，你就仲難瞓添。
So, but this, I'm talking about me, right? But this try to tell us that the peace that we have from Christ, from God, is far more treasure and pleasure for us.To have all these possessions.
但呢度提到咧，神俾我哋嘅平安，比起擁有其他一切物質都更加重要。
The third point I want to share with you is verse 3.
第三點，請大家睇第三節。
Now we come to so-called the meat for today.
重點啦，終於去到。
Children are God's blessings.
兒女係耶和華所賜嘅產業。
Sons are a heritage from the Lord.
所懷嘅胎係佢俾嘅賞賜。
Children are reward from him.
兒女係神嘅賞賜。
If you look at the Chinese Bible, actually, I think the Chinese Bible expresses this much better than many English Bibles.
中文嘅聖經其實翻譯得好好。
Again, it says that this is an inheritance, a heritage from God, and then it says it's a gift.But he forgot to say something, the translators forgot to say something, that this is the fruit of the womb reward.
特別呢，他提到不單止是產業和賞賜，還是所懷的胎，這個是那個的胎那裡。
You see, this is another expression of the combination of God and man working together.
這個的也都是表達了神和人之間一起那個的同工。
God gave us the possessions.
神俾人產業。
But it's the fruit of the womb.
但係亦都係要懷到胎先至有呢個產業。
In verse 3, there's a little word that sometimes I think is important for us to understand. It's from the law or of the law.
咁呢度亦都要睇到係神所俾嘅定係屬於神嘅咧。
This is from the law. That means He gave it to us.
如果是從神而來的，那是不是祂就給了我們
呢？ It's of the law in English, that means the possession is still God's.
但是還是說到是仍然是屬於神的呢？
If the possession is God's, that means we are just having our kids for a short period of time, we need to look after them because they belong to God.
如果這個是屬於神的產業的話，即是說我們只是擁有我們的兒女一個很短暫的時間，因為這個產業仍然是屬於神的。
But it's from the law,
但是又是從神而來的。
We also own our children as possessions.
所以我們也都同時地是擁有我們的兒女。
I look at different English Bibles, some of them say of the law, some of them say from the law, I prefer from the law.
我睇到唔同嘅翻譯本，咁我就喜歡呢個從神而嚟呢個嘅翻譯。
I think you'll be consistent with the verse 1 and verse 2.
因為比較同第一、第二節較為連貫。
There's a partnership between God and parents to raise our kids。
係講到我哋同神係一齊同工去撫養我哋嘅兒女。
It's not just God's possessions。
唔係淨係神俾咗我哋產業。
It's also ours。
呢個亦都係我哋嘅產業。
So we have responsibility to work with God and ask God to come into our lives to raise our children。
所以我哋係有責任係靠著神，讓神去介入，一同嘅去撫養我哋兒女。
If you say this is only God's possession, then you say I'm not responsible。
如果你話呢個淨係係單單係屬於神嘅產業，咁你就話我其實冇乜責任嘅啫。
And I think we need to work with God because this is very important to Him。
其實咧，呢度裡面講到我哋係要同神一齊嘅去同工，因為對神嚟講係好重要嘅。
Last point。
最後。
It's very important point。
特別重要。
Verses 4 to 5。
就係第四、第五節。
You see, the psalmist used this as an illustration, verse 4 and 5, to describe the relationship between children and their fathers。
呢度咧有一個嘅形容到父親同埋兒女之間嘅關係。
Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Verse 4.
少年時所生嘅兒女，好像勇士手中嘅箭。
Fathers,
父親
，You are warriors.
你係勇士。
Whether you like it or not, this is how God described us.
你中唔中意都好啦，神用勇士嚟形容父親。
And our children are like arrows.
而你嘅兒女咧就好似箭。
You are archers.
你是箭手。
Whether that arrow can shoot the mark.
支箭可唔可以达标
？You play a very important role in this.
就在乎个父亲啦。
You have to stretch.
你要拉弓。
And point.
要瞄准。
And you have to be strong.
你亦都要够力。
And pointing the arrow into the right direction.
将支箭指向正确嘅方向。
And let it go.
最后肯放手。
And I think this is a wonderful picture.
呢個係好美麗嘅圖畫。
We need to help our children become a very powerful arrow.
我哋要幫我哋嘅兒女成為一支好強勁嘅箭。
In a spiritual battle, this is very important.
喺屬靈嘅爭戰裡面特別重要。
But as an archer, you play a very important role as well.
但係作為一個箭手，你嘅工作都好緊要。
You have to be strong.
你要好強壯。
Otherwise, if you play this before bow and arrow, you know, if you are not strong enough, what happened?
你都可能玩過射箭啦。如果你唔夠力，會點咧
？The arrow to root.
嗰支箭就射唔出啦。
Maybe 5 feet from you.
可能啱喺你前邊兩步就咚跌咗啦。
You are supposed to shoot that.
你可能要將佢瞄準射到好遠。
But you are not strong.
但係你唔夠力咧。
The arrow, no matter how good they are, they cannot go really far.
支箭幾靚咧，都去唔得遠啦。
Being a good man is not that easy。
作為一個好嘅男人咧，唔係咁易。
Being a good husband and a good dad is even harder。
作為一個好嘅丈夫同埋好嘅父親更難。
I encourage you to be strong in Christ。
我鼓勵你哋喺主裏面成為剛強嘅人。
Philippians chapter 4:13。
腓立比書4:13。
Paul encouraged us to say that I can do all things through Christ who give me strength.
保罗话到我靠着那加给我力量嘅可以凡事都能做。
Fathers,
父亲们
，children just like an arrow.
儿女就好似箭。
They need to be sharpened.
佢哋要受到要被磨砺。
So that they can be used.
先至能夠被用。
They need to be ready.
佢哋需要準備好。
So that they can aim and destroy the enemy.
所以佢哋能夠瞄準去攻擊敵人。
But you are the archers.
但係你係箭手。
Your part is most important in this.
喺呢個圖畫裡面，你係最重要嘅。
You cannot be an archer.
你唔能夠做到箭手。
The arrow will be just sitting at home doing nothing.
咁嗰支箭咧就坐喺屋企發毛啦。
Again, you see, this is a combination of archers and good quality arrows.
所以呢個係箭手同埋箭嘅合作。
It's always a partnership.
時常都提到合作。
God gave us children.
神俾我哋兒女。
But He gave us the responsibility to work with our children so that they become the weapon for Christ.
但係神俾我哋有責任，讓我哋嘅兒女成為喺基督裏面嘅武器。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, you know this verse really well.
箴言二十二章六節。
Train up a child that way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
要教養兒童，讓佢哋走當走嘅路，叫佢哋到老都不偏離。
Train them when they are young.
就係要喺佢哋細個嘅時候開始訓練佢哋。
I just want to share with you how I train my or raise my children.
我想同大家分享我點樣撫養我嘅女兒。
Don't worry, 5 minutes would be.
五分鐘嘅啫。
Before Sarah was born.
喺我大女 Sarah 未出世之前咧。
I'm always fascinated by Genesis chapter 22, that chapter about Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
我就成日都覺得創世記第22章講到亞伯拉罕獻以撒呢段經文咧，相當之奇怪。
Fascinated.
相當之嘅
吸引。Because in that chapter, not only as a father, how you sacrifice your own son, I mean, that is just beyond me.
即係點樣一個父親可以去獻自己嘅仔咧？
And then at the end of the story, you know, I preached this sermon before.
咁你知道結局啦，我都講過啦。
At the end, God stopped Abraham, killed Isaac. You know that.
最後咁當然神阻止亞伯拉罕獻以撒啦。
But in verse 12, I think it's very important. When God told Abraham, He said, "Now I know."
但係喺第十二節咧，我覺得神咁樣同亞伯拉罕講話，而家我知道啦。
He didn't say that. Now I know you love me more than you love Isaac.
知道咩咧？佢唔係話知道你愛我多過你愛你個仔。
God didn't say that. Now I know that you are the obedient one. You know.
佢唔係話啊，我知你而家聽我話啦。
God didn't say that. Oh, I know that you have a really much faith.
啊，我知你而家好有信心啦。
God said that now that I know you fear God.
神係話，而家我知道你係敬畏我嘅。
From this verse, I set out to train my children.
我就係從呢一節嘅聖經開始著眼點樣去撫養我嘅兒女。
I need to train my children to fear God.
我兒女需要敬畏神。
Not just love God.
唔係淨係愛神。
Not just obey God.
唔係淨係信服神。
But fear God.
係敬畏神。
I want to show you some verses just from Proverbs.
大家睇睇以上嘅經文。
It's all from Proverbs, so okay.
全部都係箴言嘅。
So you can go home and find fear God, then you see a lot of.
大家揾敬畏耶和華就見到呢啲經文啦。
So if you look at it, you see the importance of fear God.
就睇到敬畏耶和華嘅重要。
A lot of us are fear of our children.
但係調翻轉，我哋其實咧就驚咗我哋啲兒童兒女。
We are fear that they don't love us, they don't like what we give them.
我哋咧反而咧又驚啲兒女唔喜歡我哋，唔喜歡我哋俾佢哋嘅嘢。
But I determined to raise my children to fear God.
但係我咧就決定我要讓我嘅兒女敬畏耶和華。
Because I believe this is the highest expectation from God.
因為我相信呢個係神對人最高嘅期望。
Is to fear Him.
就係去敬畏佢。
That fear is not about fearful, you know, when you see God, oh my goodness, I remember.
呢個敬畏咧就唔係話講到係驚咁樣，你見到神就哎呀我走啦咁。
It's respect.
而係尊敬。
Reverent, you know, in awe when you see God.
見到神嘅時候係一種尊敬敬畏。
But I was thinking, how could I do that?
咁但係我就諗咁點咧？我點樣可以咁樣做到咧？
你見到神？
因為我兒女又見唔到神。
They are only one year old，
可能嗰時佢得一歲
，or six months old，
或者六個月
，and 2 years old，
可能到兩歲啦。
So I said that they need to learn to fear me。
咁所以我就同自己講，第一佢就要敬畏我先
，because I'm the father。
因為我係佢哋爸爸嘛。
I hope they will see me, fear me, so that they know how to fear God。
我希望佢哋從敬畏父親學到最後點樣敬畏耶和華。
Don't laugh。
唔好笑喎。
It's very hard to do it.
其實係好難做到㗎。
You want him to learn, you want them to learn to fear an invisible God, a God that he or she cannot see.
你要兒女學到怎樣敬畏一個他們眼睇不到的上帝。
You need to learn, teach them to fear you because you are their father.
首先你就要兒女學到怎樣敬畏你，因為你是他們父親。
And I hope that this will become a very encouragement to you, because I think the scriptures, not just Proverbs, says that the fear of God is very, very important. But a lot of time, we overlook this important relationship with God.
我哋睇到箴言讲好多敬畏耶和华，但好多时忽略咗呢个神同我哋之间嘅关系系敬畏嘅关系。
We always talk about love God, obey God, you know, all those good things.
成日都讲要爱神，要顺服神。
But I think ultimately God wants us to fear Him with love.
但最后神唔系净系要我哋爱同埋顺服，更加要敬畏佢。
You all know that we cannot be with our children forever.
大家都知道我哋唔会同儿女一齐生活至永远。
Someday they will leave.
有一日佢哋都會離開。
Like archers, you let the arrow go.
好似箭手一樣，你要射出你嘅箭。
So I hope that we will prepare our children that when they are not in our midst, they are still fearing God.
所以我哋要為我哋嘅兒女準備好，到佢哋離開屋企，佢哋仍然懂得敬畏神。
And I think this is the most important thing for Christians to learn.
呢個係作為基督徒最重要嘅學習。
And fathers,
父親們
，be an archer.
做一個箭手
，shoot out this arrow，
射出你袋裡面嘅箭
，for God，
為神去射出。
Verse five，
第五節。
When you have many children，
你若果有好多兒女嘅話
，the Bible says you will not put to shame when he confronts his accuser at the gate， city gate。
就算喺城門口同仇敵對話嘅時候，都不至於羞愧。
This is about security, about protection. When you have children。You have protections.
呢個係講到安穩同埋保護。如果你有好多兒女嘅話，你就好安穩啦。
Well, today we don't need a lot of children.
今日咧，我哋就唔需要咁多兒女嘅。
In those days, it's different.
咁嗰時啊，唔同啦。
But it's very important for us to see that protection from our children.
但係我哋要好重要睇到，其實兒女都係讓我哋不至於羞愧。
Fathers.
父親們，
I hope that this passage will encourage you.
我希望今日呢個經文對你有鼓勵。
Today we have four parents.
今日有四對嘅父母。
They agreed to delegate their children to God.
，佢哋咧有一個嬰兒嘅或者兒童嘅奉獻禮。
I'm not sure they read this application form.
唔知佢哋有冇睇到嗰張申請表。
It's part of the application form when they.
嗰啲細字咧
？Oh, it's not 細。It's right in the middle of the application form.
原來係大字嘅，你冇可能話睇唔到嘅。
It's not a footnote. It's part of the application form. It's a very important part of it.
你一定要睇過嘅。
We thank God for giving us children as our possession.
我哋多謝神俾我哋兒女作為呢個賞賜。
Before God, we faithfully commit to care for and to teach the child with the word of God.
我哋喺神面前咧，願意好忠心嘅去關心同埋教導我哋嘅兒女，用神嘅説話教導佢哋。
We promise to pray and to help the child to know and to receive Jesus Christ as a Savior and the Lord.
我哋祈禱咧，亦都同時幫助我哋兒女認識耶穌基督作為佢嘅救主同埋生命嘅主。
And to encourage the child to be part of the church community.
亦都鼓勵我哋嘅兒女成為教會嘅一份子。
May God help us.
願神咧幫助我哋。
Therefore, we are willing to dedicate the child to the Lord. Pray that the child will follow God for the rest of his or her life.
所以咧，我哋係願意將我哋嘅兒女奉獻俾神。我哋咧祈禱為呢個孩童將來係能夠一生都去跟隨神。
In case these four parents did not read this,
如果嗰四對父母未睇過呢段説話咧
，I hope now you know what you are signing up to.
而家你知道你今日做緊咩啦
？It's your responsibility.
呢個係你嘅責任。
This is the Chinese version.
中文講咗唔需要再講。
So I ask them to come up now.
所以而家請佢哋四位上嚟。
There's a book called something. It's a quotation. It said it takes a village to raise a child.
有一句説話咧話，即係養大一個細路啦，真係要花成村人一齊去做嘅。
So I'm asking the whole church community, NCAC community, to support them and to encourage them as they raise their children.
所以咧，我請整個嘅基約宣道會，我哋一齊嘅去支持佢哋，去同佢哋一齊合作去教養佢哋嘅兒童。
It's okay with cry and all these things.
咁細路就有時嘅會喊噶啦。
Now, Jesse wants to come first.
有啲又好踴躍想出嚟啦。
So please come.
請上前。
Please line up here, and I will pray for the parents, and Pastor Amy will pray for the children. Line up. Thank you.Can you move a little bit forward? So I will be standing behind you guys and pray for the parents. And Pastor Amy will be at the front and pray for you. 我會為父母祈禱一下。咁咧 ，Pastor Amy 咧就會為啲兒童祈禱。當然我想請大家一齊為佢哋祈禱啦嚇。Let's bow and pray for them as well.我哋一齊祈禱。亲爱天父，我哋多谢你，我哋为到 Victor 和 Carol 嚟多谢你，多谢你俾佢哋有儿女，特别 Carol 而家系 expecting the second one， 主我哋都将到佢哋一家人，主我哋恭敬嘅交上，愿主你帮助 Victor 能够喺家里面成为一个嘅属灵嘅领袖，俾佢能够带领家庭，唔单止有一个幸福嘅家庭，更加有一个敬畏神嘅家庭，一个以你为中心嘅家庭。我哋将佢哋一家人交上，咁样祈祷奉耶稣名祈求， Amen.
Okay, I'll pray for Oliver. Oliver, I'm just going to hold your hand, okay? We bless Oliver unto the Lord. We thank you that he is affectionate. We pray that he would be seek you wholeheartedly in all that he does. We pray that he would love God with all of his heart and soul and mind, and help him to love his neighbor as himself.Help him to live boldly for you. Help him to come to the knowledge of you as his Lord and Savior and follow you all the days of his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
我們現在為 Raymond 和 Maggie 祈禱，主我們為到 Raymond 和 Maggie 來祈禱，主我們特別為到 Raymond， 因為他現在在聖經學院讀緊神學，主我們恭敬的將這位弟兄交上，在他的繁忙的日子裡面，主我求你自己特別的向他講說話，到佢前面嘅道路，主我哋为到 Maggie 嚟祈祷，俾佢能够有精力，知道点样去照顾女儿，去支持佢嘅丈夫。我哋将佢哋嘅家庭交上，愿神你恭敬嘅系真系带领佢哋能够成为一家，唔单止系敬畏你嘅，更加愿意去服侍你嘅家。我哋问祈祷，奉耶稣名祈求， Amen.
Pray for little Melinda. Okay, Melinda, we're going to pray together. Dear God, we want to bless her.Melinda unto the Lord. We thank you that her name means that she is kind and gentle in spirit and that she is meek. We pray that she would be a good example to those around her, that everybody will see her meekness and her kindness. We pray that she would grow up to know God with all of her heart and follow him all of her days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's pray for Keith and Roberta. Father, we give you thanks for Keith and Roberta. Thank you for their dedication.And the involvement in the church. Lord, we pray that not only they continue to be faithful to love you, but also give them wisdom as they know how to raise their child. Lord, we just pray that as they are serving you in this church, you will give them energy, you will give them love. Lord, we pray for Keith as he is the head of the household. Lord, we just pray that you will give him specially wisdom and love and know how to support and encourage his wife and child.Lord, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesse, we're going to pray together, okay? Can I hold your hand? Okay. Okay, that's okay. I'll hold your hand like this, okay? Dear God, we thank you for Jesse. Thank you that Jesse could be born into this world. We pray that Jesse will grow up to be strong and courageous. Help him to live his life for you. Help him to live be a man after God's own heart. Help him to come to know you as his Savior and walk all his ways in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's pray for Matt and Mindy. Our Father, give you thanks for Matt and Mindy. I'm just so joyful to see Matt a few years ago became Christians. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to support him and give him a strong desire to learn and to grow in Christ so that he will be able to be a strong man in the house to protect his home with your help. Lord, we just pray that he will put you in the center of his life so that he will know how to be a model for his home. Lord, we thank you for their love for the church and pray that you continue to bless them. Thank you for their faithfulness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kaylin, we're going to pray together, okay? Can I hold your hand? All right, Kaylin. Dear God, we bring Kaylin into your hands. We thank you, Lord, for her beautiful life. We want to pray that you would help her to be pure in heart so that she may see God. Help her to come to the knowledge of you, to know that you are her God, and help her to worship you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Mu Zhaojiang, I have a certificate for you guys.